Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Nate Nikas, a senior from Bridgman High School and captain of the Bridgman High School basketball team. Nate had himself quite a game last week against Michigan Lutheran. 6 rebounds, 6 steals, and 27 points, all from behind the arc, 9 of 12 from the three-point land, tying the all-time Bridgman High School record for threes in a game. Nate, congrats, man. That's quite the accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good feeling, you know, playing with some of those guys before. I felt pretty confident before the game going into it, and I was just calm out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I imagine that's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you mentioned that you were feeling pretty confident before the game. Is that kind of when you had a sense of, man, if I get some open looks tonight, they're going to go?
Yeah, you know, that's always your mentality. You gotta be come in there confident that you're gonna make your shots, and mm-hmm. You know, tonight that's what I did. They happened to fall, so
awesome.
That's a nice feeling.
Yeah, I bet. So as I mentioned, 27 points, 9 three-pointers. That means all your points are threes. Is this kind of like your game plan, like your role on this team as just like a quote unquote like 3-point specialist in a way, or is this or was just like, hey, the opportunity was there, so I just kind of morphed into that role?
Yeah, you know, I always look for my open shot. Whatever they give me, I'm going to take. Like mm-hmm. I said, they're in a 2-3 zone, so they didn't really let us drive middle too much. So I was sitting out behind the arc and hit a few shots. So
okay, did you know that by chance that they were going to run that zone going into the game?
Yeah, we kind of had a game plan on them. That's what they usually run. They ran a 2-3 all year, so
okay.
We kind of had an idea.
So you kind of knew going into the game that, hey, chances are I'm going to get some open looks. Okay, so that, yeah. So that had to help the confidence too. That,
oh yeah, for sure.
I'm going to expect it too.
For
so
sure.
Awesome. So when did you know that 9 was a record? Like, did you know going into the game that was something that maybe you could get one day, or not, or did you not even know that record, what the number was?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times. There was a guy back in 2014, and then in the 90s that also hit 9, so I kind of knew that was the record.
Okay.
Before then.
So. And so when did you find out that, or I guess did you notice that you were coming close to it during the game, and did you maybe try to force a couple shots after that, just try to get to it, or tell me about that?
Yeah, at the end of the third quarter, I hit a shot at the buzzer, and I knew that got me to 8, and then when we went over to the bench, my coach told me I needed one more to get to the record, and then I started getting nervous there.
Yeah.
But it took a few tries, but I finally got one to go, so that was nice.
Awesome. No, that's amazing. So now that you've tied it, does that make you want to like break it even more? Just kind of like, no, that's pretty cool. I'm okay.
Yeah, it was cool just getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously a huge accomplishment. So I wasn't too upset about not hitting the 10th one.
Right.
But okay. It is what it is.
Yeah. And so 9 in the game. Is this something that you've maybe come close to before? Or what was your highest coming into the Michigan Lutheran game?
Yeah, I don't think I've really ever gotten close to 9 threes. I think the most would probably be a 4, maybe 5.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So. That was good. So that's really out of the norm then. Well, I guess not really, but okay, awesome. So you guys as a team have been playing really well lately. 4 out of the 5 wins the last 5 games, putting you at 8-7 on the season, and considering the 0-3 start to the season, I think that's pretty impressive. What have you guys been doing differently, you know, considering that 0-3 start to get you where you are now?
Yeah, like you said, we started off slow, but we've really came together as a team through our practices and through games. Mm-hmm. We've just meshed together and grown as a team really well. So
okay.
I'm proud of that, and we've come a long way.
Yeah. And how are you feeling going into, the last 5 games of the season, I think it is? How are you feeling going down the stretch?
We're feeling pretty confident. I think they're all definitely winnable games mm-hmm. here for us. So I think we can win out easily.
Okay.
I mean, not easily, but it's gonna be a fight. But I think we can definitely do it.
Okay. And is there a specific goal that you guys are trying to achieve? Is it district champions? Is it maybe it's just like, hey, let's just finish regular season out as strong as we can? Is there something specific in mind?
Yeah, I think we want to really win our mm-hmm. conference championship and also a district championship if
yeah.
we can. That's our goals for the season, and maybe we could even go farther than that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now finish this sentence in a way for me. We are playing our best basketball as a team when blank. Is there, like, when you guys are at your best, what is it that you guys are doing so well?
When our defense is on point, our offense is on point. So, like, our defense leads to our offense. If we're playing well on defense, we're going to make shots on offense.
Okay. So defense. Perfect.
Defense wins championships.
Absolutely. He's a good coach then. So outside of playing basketball, do you watch a lot of hoops? So, like, are you a big fan?
Yeah, I'm a big Bulls fan, actually. So I like watching the Bulls play. I tried to watch every game, but...
Okay, it can be hard. And now they're finally good. It's probably enjoyable, finally. But that's awesome. Okay, so any, like, inspirational players or favorite players growing up or current?
Current player, I'd probably have to say Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. They're really coming together right now. So
yeah,
it's fun watching those two play for sure.
Absolutely. And... so being the shooter that you are, is there a shooter in the league, maybe current or whenever, that you just, whatever it is, you just draw, you just have this clinging sensation to? Like, just who's your favorite shooter, I guess, is the way to put it.
I'd have to say Zach LaVine, honestly. Yeah. He's come a long way as a shooter. Coming into the league, he only could dunk early, but this year he's in his third, I think, three-point contest. So
yeah.
He's come a long way.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely has. And, okay, so... basketball player. You also are a football and baseball player here too, correct?
Correct, yeah. In football, I'm the running back on the team, and then baseball, I pitch and I play center field.
Okay. And now, obviously, football season's over. You guys had an amazing season. What is the season supposed to look like for baseball this year?
For baseball, I think we're going to have a great team. We got a lot of upperclassmen on the team, and we got a lot of experienced guys on the team, so I think we'll have a really good chance of winning something this year.
Awesome. And so, as I mentioned way before, you're a captain on this basketball team. Tell me what that means to you.
I mean, it's an honor being able to coach up the younger kids and just be a leader on the team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now, a cool question. You got a favorite spot on the floor to shoot from, or are you like a guy like, I want the ball in the corner, I want it on the wing, I want it up top, or not really?
I'm not really a corner shooter. I like the ball anywhere up top. Anywhere on the top of the key is my hot spot.
Okay. And do you like getting a pass, or do you like dribbling into your shot, step back? Is there a specific rhythm that you like?
Oh, for sure. Like dribbling in, one dribble and then pull up.
Yeah.
That's definitely my favorite shot.
I was the same way. I love it. Okay, and so out of the three sports, so basketball, football, baseball, do you have a favorite one, or, man, I just love whatever's in season?
Yeah, it's kind of whatever's in season, but I usually lean towards baseball. I think I have a lot of potential for baseball, and I might go play with my brother at IUSB next year.
Okay, so. Awesome. And I was just about to ask you about next year, because you're a senior here at Bridgman. Do you have any plans, or it sounds like you maybe got something that you're kind of hoping and eyeing for, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I would love to play down at IUSB with my brother. It'd be fun playing with him. I played with him here 1 year, and then on Legion team in Stevensville. So
okay.
And I just want to play college baseball somewhere. That'd be fun.
Okay. So if any opportunity came up, you'd take it. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Are you more of a pitcher or more of a center fielder?
I'd probably say more of a center fielder. I can pitch. Okay. I do pitch, but I don't know if I have the velocity to pitch at the college level yet.
Yeah, okay.
I could potentially if I work
at it. Okay, awesome. So, Nate, I think that'll wrap it up here. Thank you for meeting with me. Congrats on last week. Good luck tomorrow night in your game, and good luck the rest of the season, and good luck in baseball season, okay?
All right, thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes with two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. By MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.